Hello, fans. Welcome back to the show. Yes, you're welcoming me back. Or I'm back. Thank you. So glad to be with you. Another eventful staff meeting with the radio station. Oh, my God. So JC is going to do a new bit with me. I came up with JC's Lyrics of Mystery. So I'm going to take well-known rock songs, and he is going to speak them like dramatic spoken word. For example, the song Aqua Lung by Jethro Tull. If JC reads it, and then you gotta call in and like guess what song it is. So without the music behind it, you see where it could get tricky. Now, I don't think that anybody would have trouble with many of these songs because, you know, they're pretty well known. But just it isn't so much I'm playing so that they struggle with the song. I just like the idea of show buffoon or station buffoon JC reading lyrics like sitting on a park bench, eyeing little girls with bad intent, snot running down his nose, greasy fingers smearing shabby clothes. That to me is the humor, and I'm there for it. All right. Boy, I just noticed I do not have cough drops in front of me or throat lozenges. That may be a problem. I have one. I'll see how long this lasts. 1,000 calories under my belt since we last met. Get our little radio meeting done. Then it's time to chow. I went with 4 ounces of chicken, half cup of cottage cheese. I still eat like normal food, just less of them. And I measure it. Half cup of cheesy potatoes from the weekend. Half cup of green bean casserole from the weekend. We had second Thanksgiving this weekend. And then add it all up. I'm looking at just over 1,000 calories, not to mention my yogurt special with the strawberries and my 1/4 cup of peanuts. This is how I've been eating for now 13, 14 days. Wait, 14 days? No. 10 days. Rolling down the street in my 6-4. Jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. I think that's Boys in the Hood. The word is getting out about NFL broadcaster Rodney Harrison. The other night on the football telecast, his brain appeared to glitch. This is fantastic. He says, yeah, I was just running on a few hours of sleep. I've run on a few hours of sleep before, and I've never had this happen. Hang on a second. All right, here we go.
Disorganized in the run defense. I think they get their young running back score tonight and then take shots to your favorite guy, Cortland Sutton. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I look at what... I forgot the bumps on.
Washington defense from that group. Best way to attack that group tonight, do you believe?
Best way to attack them.
They don't have you seen from Washington's defense?
Yeah, I'm sorry. They just don't have... It's a lot of stuff going on. I'm sorry, guys. They don't have a lot of discipline on the defensive side of the ball.
Yep.
That's it.
They sure don't. And I want to get over to something I'm else, sorry, too, guys. Coach. Because I was...
No. Oh, boy. That's tough. When you get into that, oh my God, I can't say I've been there where I've glitched so bad. I can't think of ever glitching like that. That's brutal. That is brutal. So people are like, well, what happened to him? The only thing I would say is, if I'm him, the easy way out of this is say, well, yeah, I was on my headphones, there was some chatter going on that was throwing me off. That's all you got to say. And then you don't have to, you know, say, yeah, I was tired, or yeah, it was the CTE that was that I now have because of years of playing football. You can say anything. But that's going around. And yeah, that was his first comment after the Sunday night football freeze up. The worst was Mitch McConnell, who is still a member of Congress. When he would just glitch like that, that was heartbreaking. Let that man relax. Update on the great food giveaway. We talking about it in the last segment, or the first segment. We did have some more money roll in, which is so cool. In addition to Maureen's donation in memory of her brother, Paul, Brian Booze made an appearance. Big Brian B. Thank you so much on the live stream known as Big Buddha. Thank you. This is going to be fantastic. Any extra money is going towards Team Pink. Now, I had a conversation with Pooper yesterday. This is how it goes. Every year at about this time, when it comes to the holidays, I'm looking at charges on the bank. And I'm like, what's this for? What's this for? And she's like, I don't know. I don't know what that is. That's clearly fraud. You better get on it. I'm like, I go, you sure you don't know what it is? No, I have no idea what that is. We are being robbed blind of all of our money. This is horrible. So I go, all right. So we play this game, like I said, every holiday at about this time. There's so many purchases that are happening from her that she loses track. So I go, all right. So I make the call to the bank, and I'm talking to them, and then she's laying next to me, and well, I'm standing up. She's laying in bed. And out of the blue, she'll go, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, now I got it. And I look at her like, what? And she goes, I remember now. And I'm like, Wasted all that time talking on the damn thing, talking to the person, total drag. And I'm like, okay, you know, ma'am, never mind. Thank you. I got it figured out. I'll take the fall for this. The latest Teacher of the Year candidate is a high school teacher in Australia. That would be Carly Rae, who I can say without a doubt right now is 100% innocent of these charges. Carly Rae is accused of doing terrible things with a young student. Carly Rae is married and has an 8-week-old baby. Wow. The student, 15. She repeatedly had sex with the kid before trying to persuade him to lie to the police. She confessed just the other day, 8 weeks after giving birth. 37-year-old Carly Rae appeared in court last week with her newborn in tow to plead guilty to multiple child sex crimes. It's not clear who the baby's father is. Speaking softly, Rae said she had sex with the underage boy in October of 2024, the same month she was arrested for her crimes, in various locations in the city of Newcastle, New South Wales, where she worked. The teacher groomed her victim partly through flirtatious messages she exchanged with him on Snapchat and Instagram. Maybe we could have one less rendezvous before school goes back. I'll bring my toy, She wrote in a message to the 15-year-old kid. She also said at one point that it was too tempting to contact the student on Snapchat, apologizing for removing him from her contacts on the app. Oh, my God. It's my fault. I take full responsibility. Do what you want slash need. She wrote in response to a message from the teenager asking if they should remove each other from Snapchat. So clearly they're trying to figure it out and get out of it. In the course of those calls, cops say she sought to persuade dude to give a false version of events. The teenager had told his mom about the calls, while his cousin, who had seen social media exchanges between the pair, also alerted the parents. The disgraced teacher was due to face trial in August of next year. After initially pleading not guilty, she switched her plea to guilty later. She claimed to have been unaware that the boy was underage, despite the fact that he was a student at her school. How the fuck could you possibly even attempt to come up with that, to even say that with a straight face? Boy, and now we find out if she's going to go to prison. And that would be sexy. My God, I don't know. Did it happen more prior to the internet? Probably not. The internet has made the world so much closer. I can't even imagine if my students had any type of conversation with any teacher outside of the classroom. Like, if I found out that any of the kids had a cell phone number of a teacher, I rack my brain thinking about the relationships we had, us old people, with teachers. It did not exist. It was a big deal if you found out the teacher's first name. Everything was so buttoned up. Rebecca says, is the new baby the 15-year-old's? We don't know. Maybe it is. But I'm often interested in like the significant other of the person who does this, in particular the women. If it's a woman doing this to a child, and then she has a husband and kids at home. I mean, my God. You have to bear with me. I have to get rid of one of these bots that's selling viewers. I think you can click on that. And then I guess you get viewers. I mean, that just seems so ridiculous. Trying to bump up your numbers. All right. My God. The San Francisco Bay Area, gigantic gay, lesbian, transgender, queer community. They did the lesbian pie eating contest, which, seriously, that sounds like a fantastic event. And an 81-year-old combatant has won best technique at the lesbian pie eating contest. Here she is. Now, they're actually eating a pie, but obviously there's a lot of double entendre going on, because you can see that this 81-year-old, she's got the index finger and the middle finger in a V under her mouth, and she's like she's chowing a vagina. I'm always proud of the lesbians who talk about how they love to eat vaginas. Now, I haven't known any, but knowing that this event exists warms my heart. Perhaps there could be the daughter of a local patriot slash scientist who one day could walk in and win in the best technique at the San Francisco Lesbian Pie Eating Contest. Babs is the winner. This is Babs here. She posted about entering the contest, the subsequent title-winning performance on her social media channels. I'll say this. The gay and lesbian community, they know how to have fun. I mean, what a party. If I live in a world or an area where they have a lesbian pie-eating contest, the line would be out the door. Lesbian Visibility Week in the San Francisco Bay Area. Here she is getting ready to eat an actual pie. The sense of humor, and here she is here without the getup. So that's her, and I don't know who the fuck these people are. She looks to be having a good time with it. The event is the second of its kind to take place in recent months. A similar event was held in New York City's Prospect Park in October. The event was organized. Okay. I don't know if this would work in West Michigan. It's a pretty buttoned up community. And I think that there might be like an act of violence that occurs because of the Hill Jacks that live around here. But to me, that's the best. The pearl clutching that happens in a community that is as religious centered as this one is, in my opinion, some of the best entertainment there is. That's one of the reasons why going to the Pride Festival is an absolute, it's probably the best value for your dollar. It doesn't cost you anything to go to the local Pride. Yeah, it could be wherever you live. The one that we have here, my favorite, is to walk around there. And then you've got the street preachers that are, you know, saying that they're all going to go to hell. And at the most recent one, the guy was there doing that. And the spectators were only people that were trolling them. And they were trolling them by, like, giving each other lap dances and making out right next to the guy. Like, there's two lesbians on one side of the guy who's saying, "Behold, you will perish in hell if you don't change your ways." To one side, there's two chicks making out. And to the other side, there's two guys making out. And then in the crowd, there's two guys. One guy was bent over and the other guy was pounding them from behind. Now, they're fully clothed, so they're just like pantomiming. They're just acting out butt sex right in front of the guy. I'm like, this is outstanding. I don't know why I didn't get a video of that. I mean, that's you go there for that alone. And then to wander over to where the Satanic Temple of West Michigan is in Bender Bones and meeting this chick who I think was like an accountant. And she had completely bare titties with just these little teeny tiny stars, star pasties over her nips with a chain going from nip to nip. And Bender says, Lucifer's throne, whatever the fuck her name is. This is Eric Zane, remember? Oh, yeah. Hey, Eric, how are you? Shaking hands. She seemed like the nicest person in the world. Fuck. David says, can you imagine the heart attacks that would happen in Hudsonville? It's very conservative here. And that's the way I like it. Now, I don't really care. I just like being in kind of like the belly of this area and witnessing some of the pearl clutching that happens. I'm not knocking it. I'm all about it. I love everybody where I live. But you're right. It would be nutty, to say the least. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square. 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh. What a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers. But that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so there you go. And by the way, this is another pick from the lesbian pie eating contest in beautiful San Francisco. This, I don't know what's going on with this chick. More highlights, I guess. All right, so that's that. What else do I have to share with you? Okay, this is being called the worst play in the history of NFL football. Vikings, Seahawks, J.J. McCarthy is the quarterback. He's the Michigan guy. He's about to get sacked, and he just throws the ball in the air blindly. The other team, guy for the other team, Seattle, snatches it out of the air and runs the 95 yards for a touchdown. So what was fourth down and one becomes a touchdown for the other team. And this is ugly. Alan says Max Brosmer, not JJ. It wasn't JJ? That makes sense because I don't think he would make this shitty of a play. All right. Well, here you go. Hold on. Make sure you got it. Now you got it.
He rolls. He's pressured. He's in trouble. Heaves it up. Oh, no. Ernest Jones. House call. He will take it all the way. A game-changing play from Ernest Jones. 84 yards and no flags. In the NFL, have to come the hard way. The play's over. DeMarcus Lawrence.
Just sit on the ball. Just take the guy goes plays. You just look at this.
It's one of the best premier defensive linemen in the league over the last couple years. Just take the sack. I know it feels tough to just accept defeat on fourth down. Just a young quarterback that's just not used to these situations. And he desperately throws it underhand right into the chest of Ernest Jones. And what?
Oh, my God, that's awesome. I thought that was JJ. I don't know why I thought that. That's embarrassing, man. That's tough. To have to go through that. Kick your ass. This one says Abdul Carter is a baby. I'm watching this sight unseen with you. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Your second time in 3 weeks. Did you start? What happened?
It happens.
What happened?
I ain't going to get into detail. Like I said, shit happens.
Why? Why, Abdul? Like, for
asking me the same question. I just answered.
New York Giants. What an asshole. This one, the guy last week who got punched in the balls, well, he's apparently a problem. Because now this guy for the Browns is talking shit about him, and I love this.
He's a hoe, and I want that known. Like, I see why he got...
Juwan Jennings is who he's talking about.
He's a hoe, and I want that known. Like, I see why he got punched in the nuts, because that's some... Like, he says some things that you should not say to another man, ever. But, like, I don't respect it because you
what?
Say...
What? Like, I want
to
suck your dick?
I didn't run behind your O-line. That's some real soft shit, and I want that known. I see exactly why they punched your nuts. I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
Donut Dan says that play with a guy from the Vikings looks like the Lions 3 years ago. What's a big deal? Alan says par for the course. This is the life of a Minnesota Vikings fan. Yeah, us Lions fans, we don't have it nearly as bad as you guys. I mean, my God. You poor bastards. All right. Let's see. Where did I want to go now? It says that Abdul Carter, the guy we just heard, missed the first drive for disciplinary meeting reasons, for getting caught watching porno in a team meeting when his headphones were disconnected. That's what I want to know about. What an asshole. Okay. I don't know how many of you gamble online in Michigan. You know, I keep hearing ads all the time for online casino with your phone. And I'm like, boy, it just seems... like something that is crazy to me. And I guess there's online slots. Like you have an account, you spin the, pull the virtual arm and you see if you win. And there is a thing where if it's a progressive jackpot, for everyone that plays, the overall pot gets bigger and bigger and bigger and people keep playing for that. Some guy spun for 20 cents. Like he put 20 cents into the, he was betting 20 cents and then he pulled the arm and he hit. And the hit that he got was the hit. The largest progressive jackpot on any virtual game in the history of gaming like this. The previous high was just under $10 million. This happened on the DraftKings Casino Huffin' Even More Puff game through its jackpots feature. Small side wagers build massive progressive pools. The previous U.S. record was 9.28 million. That's a U.S. record. This guy's odds of hitting this were 1 and 112 million, and he hit it. And he won $22,407,248.55. DraftKings publicized it. Huge moment for what's described as Michigan's booming online gaming since legalization. Wow. That is not for me. To me, that is not for the faint of heart. I could never do that. But imagine I won. I just won $22 million. I would need so much decompression. I think that the best time, like if I hit the lottery, the lotto, whatever, big game. And it was one of those massive ones, hundreds of millions of dollars. Even if it's $5 million, I don't give a shit. The amount of time where I keep it to myself, let's say it's a week, let's say it's a day, let's say it's a few days, let's say it's a month. The idea of that glorious feeling of 100% stress-free living, knowing that you have money for the rest of eternity, and so do your loved ones, and you don't ever have to worry about a bill again, but at the same time, no one knows that you've won at that point. So I'm sure there's a whole host of other stressors and anxieties that come with it once that is known. I think that that moment leading up to when you actually claim the prize could be the best time of your life. When you know you're filthy rich and you can do whatever you want. Hell, let's say I got a $25,000 credit limit on a credit card and I just max it out on a weekend. No one has to know that, really. My God. Tyler with a great line. You'd need to pick up thousands of sticks at Fear Bunker North to decompress from that shock. Yeah, that is really a lot to even grasp. Now, I don't play at all. I play occasionally when it gets massive, when you know someone's going to win it. Cole says, didn't you hear Odell talking earlier? $100 million isn't enough to live on. I'm telling you, this is what I do with my time. And this is with the asterisk that no one knows that I have that money. I think that, to me, would be the greatest. I could still do this show with carefree, you know, no stress whatsoever. Could do this to the day I die. And then, I mean, my God, I would give so much of this money away to people. And it would be just fantastic. Of course, I'd spend some of it. But I think I would like to live, you know, within my means. Like, just live here. No, I don't need to live anywhere else. I use so little space as it is. In this fucking house, there are portions of this house I have never been into. I'm not kidding you. Like the shower downstairs. I have never once, in living here in 11 years, I have never been inside of that goddamn shower. I don't even use the basement. Cole gives me a scenario, buy GRD and fire everyone. I would do that. I would buy GRD. Molly says, we can live with you then. Yeah, why not? Why not, bloody Molly? That's fun for me to think about because a lot of my time I spent planning my revenge. I've talked to you about that before. Owning GRD and running it quietly. Like, they don't even know who bought the radio station is, but I have a person at the radio station to do my bidding. All right, this is what we're going to do. And I pay them well so they keep their mouths shut. And then just fuck with everything. Fuck with everyone. Sign my friends Free Bear and Hot Wings to a new contract and then immediately put them on the overnight. Enjoy your overnight shift. Oh, my God. Revenge is a dish best served cold. Isn't that a thing you say? Make Kelly the highest paid member on the show, LOL. Oh, God, it'd be great. I would fuck with them so much. I would find them. Brandier says, buying a radio station, more financial wisdom from EZ. I wouldn't be doing it to earn money. I'd be doing it for entertainment purposes. No, it's not going to make any money, but who cares? I won $800 million. What the fuck does it matter? All right. I know I have a couple more things that I want to get to, but I didn't do a great job of laying them out. Maybe I don't. Maybe that's my show for today. I have no idea. Yeah, it might be. I hit it all, and I'm done before I wanted to be done. I do have the asshole of the day, though. I will get to that. But first and foremost, thank you to Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. Go spend some time at Pinball Land. You will not be disappointed. So much fun out there. If you're into retro gaming, tons of pinball machines, tons of old school arcade games, all at Pinball Land. Some of the arcade machines have thousands of games on them by themselves. So basically, they have everything that's ever been made from an arcade standpoint. If you don't know where it is, if you can't find, hey, where's the Dig Dug game? Ryan over there will help you out with everything you need to know over at Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. You can find them online at pinball-land.com. $9 for 1 hour to play pinball, $15 for 2 hours, $20 for the whole day at Pinball Land. Meanwhile, thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now, refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. First off, Cole says, play the Giants kicker video. That was one that I had, and I can't find it now. Let me get it. The Giants kicker went up to kick, and instead of hitting the ball, he missed it. He actually missed the football when he was swinging his leg through. This dude breaks it down. Check it out.
And we're at the Giants taking on the Patriots on Monday Night Football, and this game is already not going well for the Giants. Even if we ignore the 17-7 score that we see right now, 7 of those points were directly donated on the back of a special teams blunder as the Giants punt unit allowed a 96-yard touchdown on a, for what it's worth, pretty good punt. But as we cut forward, they're about to take a field goal attempt to get back to 10 points when something happened that I have never seen in an NFL game before. Koo goes to kick it, and his foot hits the turf, okay? And apparently, he then aborts the kick, leaving Jamie Gillen to be the one to take the fall. And by fall, I mean getting absolutely gobsmacked by the Patriots' field goal block unit. So now you and the announcers might be
wondering,
what the hell happened here? How does a professional kicker even do this?
He missed.
And
he kicked the goddamn ground.
I have to say, I haven't even seen a high school level kicker do something like this, but I think I have the answer for you. And it has to do with the ball. We can see here that as Jamie sets it down, the bottom of that ball appears to slip even though Jamie corrals it. Now in slow-mo, it looks really bad and makes it very confusing as to what could have happened. But if we look in regular speed, we can actually see that he is on his backswing when that ball starts to appear to slip, which is what I think caused Koo to actually abort it at the last second, even though Jamie was able to hold onto the ball.
Okay, so he didn't. All right, that makes sense. I thought he just kicked the fucking ground. Jesus, the FBI needs to check his DraftKings account. Thank you to Cole for mentioning that, but that looks so strange. No one's ever seen that one before. All right, thank you to Mario. Buy now, refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. Reach out to Mario. He'll help you out from no matter where you are in the U.S. So will Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. If you have health care through the marketplace right now and the year is ending, please do not make the mistake of letting last year's policy carry over to next year's. You're going to need a checkup on your policy because of the changes to the law. Frank helps with that. Head over to appointmentwithfrank.com, appointmentwithfrank.com. If you have your insurance through the marketplace or known as Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, you need a checkup. Frank's services are free. He can help you from no matter where you are. Reach out at appointmentwithfrank.com. Pretty easy on the asshole of the day today from the first half of the show. With a straight face, Odell Beckham Jr. was wondering how he's going to make ends meet with a five-year, $100 million contract under his belt. That was one of his contracts. He's not making, I don't think he's playing football right now, but just to even suggest something like that was such an embarrassment. What an out-of-touch asshole. Fuck. All right. Chris says, yeah, he needs a GoFundMe. God. I still cannot believe that. To be caught saying publicly with and having no problem saying it, how do I get by on a $100 million contract? People are stupid. All right, that's it, folks. Thank you. I appreciate you. I'll talk to you on the Patreon a little later on. More shenanigans, I'm sure. Till then, have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.